Geronimo.
Hey now.
K-H-T-K. Bob is in Seattle. Bob, what's on your mind?
Hey, guys. What am I going to do with my Seattle Kings jerseys I just had printed up?
Yeah, well, let's hope that wasn't what they're going to be called anyway. Yes, I'm not sure.
I'm so disappointed over that. I don't know where I'm going to go after this. Do you know, I just read on ESPN they got some special funding from Don Geronimo. You heard of him?
No.
Yeah, Don Geronimo. You know, I'm actually from Sacramento, and I'm just kind of laughing at you guys, you know, especially your Seattle Times writer up there. He's such an idiot.
Yeah.
Who's that?
Kelly. Steve Kelly.
Why is he an idiot?
Oh, 70-30 chance. The Kings are coming up to Seattle. You know, you guys just blow, and it's Don Geronimo is going to just take it all away from you.
Okay. Thanks for calling.
Who is Don Geronimo?
You've contributed a lot to the show. I'm intrigued by you. This is fantastic.
For the record, did not say that when I talked to him.
No. He jumped off the line anyway. So
hold on. I just Googled Don Geronimo.
Yeah.
Give me a second. The Google's a little slow here.
What's wrong with the Google?
I don't know. I think he must be a talk show host for 1140 The Fan. Mm. The Don Geronimo Show.
Good. Super. All right. Working in that market, I bet that's a good gig. What's the next step up? Tri-Cities for him? It's 129.
Tri-Cities, lovely. That's a hell of a market.
That's why I said it's a step up from Sacramento, my man.
Let's go to Robert on the phone. Robert, welcome to the program. Hello.
Yeah, I think you upset that last guy there.
Maybe so.
Hey, you're not broadcasting from the mall today, huh?
No.
Yeah, that's a good little place. I've seen you in there before. Bill?
Yes.
Are you going to respond to me? Or you know, I've got a question about the transportation. Can you tell me, you still there, Bill?
I am.
Okay. Let's talk about Don Geronimo. You know him?
Yes.
Okay. Well, he needs to take over your show.
Really?
Billy?
He's a loser.
He's taking over Reno. You know that, Billy?
Really?
Yeah, he is.
He's got zero ratings. Thanks for the call. Thanks for the call. He's a loser. He's a loser, man. He's got to go to Sacramento and talk about crazy stuff to try and get a rise out of everybody. He doesn't know much about what he's talking about. He's part of the problem in radio this day and age, in my opinion. But thanks for calling. Maybe you ought to get a job, too.
Call the Don Geronimo Show anytime. 1-800-920-1140. 339-1140. He's ready to believe you.
Sacramento, California. Hello. Daddy's coming.
You know my name.
Lay some metal on me, sir. Lay some metal.
I want me some glory hole.
Oh, honey, here, honey, honey, here, honey, here, honey, here, here, buddy.
I'm f***ed up. Can you please help me?
Probably Gable.
Oh, wait a minute. Uh-oh. Oh, geez, my body's okay, but my mind, I need a checkup from the neck up. I'm starting to get a flashback.
Shut up. I'm going to hang up on you, you son of a bitch.
Oh, hi, little honey pie. Hi, little cutie. Will you be my baby? Will you be my pootie?
Kapooya! Kapooya!
That's a bunch of crap.
Poop. Diarrhea poop.
Ancient Chinese secrets.
Right, that's what I hear. Well, let's start the show. It's my brand new time slot. 1:17 every day. Until 3 o'clock.
What do you think of the name Don Geronimo?
Well, hi there. How are you?
You Don Geronimo! You Don Geronimo!
Right.
Sounds good.
Listen, I've heard some lead-ins before, but I'm telling you, nothing beats an Oakland A's post-game lead-in. Hello, everybody.
It's phenomenal, Don.
At that point, it was 6-4. The A's got it close enough to go 6-5. And then they lost.
That's right. Aroldis Chapman throwing 101.
I only wish that contractually we could run all of the postgame, which I guess runs for another 3 hours now, yeah, with the call-in segment. Hello, everybody, and thank you for listening to Don Geronimo Show on radio station call sign KHTK, Sacramento, California. It's a new episode for you, everybody. On this Wednesday, it is the 7th day of August, and as he has been at my side throughout the month of July on this shift, and now into the month of August, here is Drew Hoffer. Hello, Drew.
Good afternoon.
Hi there. And across the side of the glass, there he is, also unable to control his bodily functions, Little Joe Pittman. Hello, Little Joe.
Hello, buddy.
Hey, buddy. Now, remember, he's the producer. He's the board operator. He's now the phone guy. So you call Joe to get on the air at 339-1140 or toll-free 800-920-1140 or just be like everybody else and text us at 44-1140. The question is, right now at this moment, how many people do you think are listening?
Oh, man.
And not counting the three guys in the studio.
Then I don't know.
Not counting us. Because, listen, this is the problem when you're following something like Day Baseball, and you don't know when it's going to end, right? I mean, the guys will tell you, I've been sitting here for the last hour and a half like a dog waiting for the master to open the door to go outside.
Yeah.
And I'm listening, and I kept saying to Drew, it's the ninth inning, right? And the dude say, no, dude, middle of the seventh. And then at one point I said, well, Cincinnati gets the last ops, right? Yeah, right. Unless Oakland is losing. And then you start telling me the rules of the game. And I said, where are we again in this game? Eighth inning.
Top of the ninth.
That was it. It's top of the ninth. Beautiful. Will there be a bottom of the ninth? I'm looking at the clock going, so the game will be over in 2 seconds. Yes, but then we have the post game after the game. And then there really was some sort of a post game,
yeah,
that was built into that. But anyway, listen, here I am, and hi, everybody. All I know is that no matter when they put me on the radio, you people reward me with spectacular ratings. And I have the ratings now after 3 days.
Oh, goody.
These are 3 days of ratings. That's all that was covered. July 8th, 9th, and 10th in this current rating sweep.
Okay.
We were on the shift for 3 days. We went up 1 point.
Hey, that's good.
That's good.
That's real good.
I'll take that.
That's good, right?
Yes, right. The rating that we started with in noon to three was a 1.3. And in 3 days, let me turn that thing down. In 3 days, our audience has taken it to a fabulous 2.3.
Thank you.
Now, next week, I'll have more ratings for you about what happened in the next 7 days,
yeah,
of tracking this show. So there you go. We're living in the twos now. Living
all
in the
right
twos, which is not a very nice neighborhood, like I've stated before. I've lived in the tens before. Those are some spectacular ratings neighborhoods to live in. When you're in the twos,
it's like the listen, real Linda.
When you're in the twos, man, you got to own a gun. And if you're in the ones, you're sleeping with one eye open, to be honest with you.
Oh, no.
Yeah. So, listen, hi, and welcome, everybody. Welcome to the show. How are you doing anyway? It is a slightly truncated show, so bear with me. We're only on till 3 o'clock today. I am going to do a segment today with your phone calls. Absolutely. We'll get a phone scan on today so we can give away some stuff and get your voices on the radio. Now, as far as the show, here's what I'd like to get to today. Not a chance we get to any of these things, but I'd like to get to at least some of them. I do want to ask my man, Drew, about the Dog TV channel, because your gal pal bought it for your dog, so stand by. Stand by. I want your review on the Dog channel from DirecTV. And then, I don't know if you've seen this or yet. You know what? As a matter of fact, let me start with this thing. You know, hold on. You know that boop boop? That's everyone sending me like...
You're a popular man right now.
Private messages on Twitter and Facebook. It seems that people don't look at a timeline. And I guess maybe I'm as guilty of this as anyone. I think I've put out like maybe 4 tweets today. 2 of them said we had A's baseball today on, and we would not be on until the game was over.
Right.
So you would think if someone was looking on your Twitter feed, they would see that and they would go, okay.
I bet you.
And they wouldn't write a tweet saying or send you a note saying, how come you're not on?
I bet you they're all going to be, because I just looked at mine. I'm listening.
Oh, I'm listening.
Because you asked,
well,
who's listening?
Oh,
Alexis Diaz and Jason Gurr.
Okay, I got you. So that's why Larry Price is writing me a note, and Marcel Chavez. Okay. All right, so I do see that.
Yeah.
That's great. But I see nobody calling.
No.
Nobody calling. Listen, if I didn't have such high self-esteem, I would take this personally, ladies and gentlemen. I like coming in every day, and you know what I like seeing? A Christmas tree. All the bright lights with all the people wanting to call and get their worthless opinions on the show.
Yes.
But that's the only way that I know people are listening. Now,
yes.
Not with your social media and your texts and your tweets. No! You got to get off your ass and call the show. So let me start with this. Speaking of dogs, I am a sucker. As you know, I'm an animal lover. I'm a sucker for all things dogs. And this one makes me go out of my mind. This is a big old white shepherd, a gigantic dog who sings to Get Lucky by Daft Punk. Oh, how about I plug it in and turn the stupid thing on? There we go. Now, you got to give this about 45 seconds.
All right.
Because the dog's just laying. Oh, there's the delay kicking in. Oh, there are all the phones ringing. Oh, you really are listening. Look at you. At least 5 of you are listening, because at least 5 lines are ringing right now. Thank you. I want you to hear the dog singing. It's when it gets to the hook. The dog really starts getting
into
it.
He's just hanging out right now?
Right now, he's just laying on the ground. He couldn't be bothered. He's just laying on the ground. Here we go. Here's the heads up. Getting into it now. I love this dog. Mm-hmm. I love it when the head moves. When the dog senses something.
They tilt their head. I like the trail at the end.
Is that awesome?
Sounds like an alarm.
Like an air raid.
Yeah,
siren,
like they just dropped a bomb on us.
Yeah.
And meanwhile, he's still laying there. And I love a big, gigantic dog like this that's got the legs where the one paw is laying on top of the other paw.
He's all stretched out.
He's just chilling out. And he only sings during the one part of the song. Come on now. Sing again, boy. Sing again. Now, do you think your dog would watch this as opposed to watching the dog TV show, the dog TV channel on DirecTV?
Perhaps.
Come on, Doug. Here we go. Now, the mommy and daddy are trying to get the dog to do it.
It's a little pitchy dog.
Sounds like Turn It Off.
That's what I have waited all day to bring you.
And on that note, it's time to break.
Oh, not yet, dude. Hold on. You can't do that to me yet. Not yet. Hold on a second. Hello. Because they're listening, Joe. They're listening today. Hello. Joe. Hello, Joe.
Hello.
Hey, look, there's proof positive. A real person is listening.
Hello.
Yes, sir. What?
That's a great start.
I told you it was a mistake to go to this phone. I told you it was a mistake.
No,
hello,
okay.
Mikey.
Hey, Don.
Hey, buddy.
Someone's calling your show because you suck.
Oh, stop it.
Burn.
You know what I love? That even my haters, though.
They're listening.
Even my haters tune in after A's baseball.
Yeah, he saw the bat
signal. I'm just kidding, Don. I love you.
I know. I hate you. Go to hell. I wish you were dead. Hello, Jeff.
Hey, buddy.
Hey,
Jefe.
Hi, Jeff.
Love you guys. Long time.
Thank you, Jeff, buddy.
Prove it.
All right. Have a lovely day.
I see. It's just a roll call now because I've asked people who are listening to call in. Hello, Nick.
Hey, Don. I was just calling because I love you too, man.
Is this Nick that used to sell the commercials here?
Oh, yes, sir, it is.
Oh, Nick, the sales guy.
Yeah.
What are you doing now with your life?
Enjoying
it.
State. Yeah.
What are you doing, Nick?
Working for the state, getting people training for jobs.
Oh, and that's better than working here?
That's your rebound from working at KHTK is working for the state?
Well, at least this way I get to listen to you 12 to 3 in the office.
Beautiful.
Nick, what happened here? Why did you leave?
Noodles.
Noodles. I was afraid I was going to get another car accident.
Oh, yeah. Noodles. This is the guy that Noodles backed his car into.
Let me just say, I was sad to hear that you left the radio station, Nick. This is the first time hearing of it. And,
thanks.
And second, I'm really sad because we're losing one of the real blocks of laziness around here. And I put myself in the same category that every radio station needs a certain amount of guys that are just lazy, who you know you cannot count on to do anything. And I always looked at Nick as being a member of that fraternity. And incidentally, I'm the captain. So don't think that that's an insult, Nick. I will miss you. I will miss jockeying for position in the handicap stall with you.
Yeah.
I will miss our chit-chats as each of us compulsively poured sugar into our caffeinated beverages.
That's right.
I will miss window shopping at the food machines with you.
Yeah.
There, I've said it. It's Nick.
But I think that it was the blood on the toilet seat that was kind of last straw.
I thought that was one of our best bonding moments was the blood on the toilet seat, Nick.
Yeah, I had to get out of there after the blood on the toilet seat. That was
all right,
scary.
Dude. Well, you know me. I'm very standoffish with former employees. Goodbye. Mm-hmm. Goodbye. Mm-hmm. Don't ever let him through again. Hello. Hello, KHDK.
Hey, Don, it's Joe.
Hey, Joe. Who's this, Ardinger?
No. Hey, Donnie.
It's not slow.
Okay, what's up, dude?
What time did Rivercats start?
Right after that Ace pregame is over. Postgame, excuse me. Hello, KHDK. Hello?
Hello.
Well, I wanted proof that my regular audience was listening, and I've gotten
it. And they're here.
They're all here. What can I do for you, sir?
I just want you to know that I listen to you, bro.
Right. I appreciate it. Thank you, man.
No, dude.
Thank you, man.
Right.
Listen, I asked, and they're there. I do have to hit a break here. Much as it goes against every urge that I have, I've been sitting in a room for an hour and a half waiting to go on the radio, and I got to go to break after like 10 minutes on the air. But when we do come back, Drew. Yeah. Right.
Was that Joe?
That was Little Joe, everybody. Little Joe.
Man of many voices.
Added to the list. Forrest Gump, Morgan Freeman, and that singing dog. Let me hear the singing dog. There you go. More show. We come right back, everybody. Slightly truncated. I'm glad that you're listening. We'll be right back on the mighty, mighty KHTK.
Why are you taking him away? Where's he going?
We kind of need this stick.
This is the Don Geronimo Show.
Have you seen my boy?
Yeah, your weird-ass son. I don't know. Bus full of, like, happy people skipping around all over the place.
Does this mean it's halftime?
CBS Radio is proud to present.
One time I took a little ant to a party.
This is the Don Geronimo Show.
Tell that woodpecker.
What the hell was that?
I like Minnesota.
Treat objects like women, man.
Uglier than a bag of hammers.
Right.
Don Geronimo. You can call the Don Geronimo Show anytime. 1-800-920-1140. 339-1140.
I'm ready.
He's ready to believe you.
Well, here's some TV updates for you. Under the Dome is starting to wear off a little bit. It's been like 5 episodes now.
Really? Because I'm really into it.
Shut up. I hate you, Drew. It started to wear off. That's all I have to say.
When is it going to end?
I'm tired of hearing about Big Jim and his propane, and the other guy stealing the propane, and the chick that was handcuffed in the root cellar. She got out.
Well, now how
she
about
got out.
How about the lack of water and everyone's limited to
it
2
rains,
liters?
It rains inside the dome now.
Oh, there you go.
I don't know.
It's alien rain.
I don't know. Listen, I'm just telling you that the wheels are coming off right there on Under the Dome. However, The other show, and dude, really, I don't care if you watch Under the Dome or not, but I wish you would start watching Suits. This is the third season now of Suits, and it is maybe my favorite non-funny show. I mean, you know, you got your Parks and Rec and stuff up there that I love. Suits is a show about cutthroat lawyers and Harvey and Mike and Lewis Lynn and... Dude, it's not a standard lawyer show. Yeah. That's all. It's not a standard lawyer show. It's a great show.
It's not Franklin and Bash.
It is. Not, I don't even know. It's not Rosoli and Isles or any of those stupid shows. No, the show is called Suits.
All right.
I love it.
All right.
I love it.
I'll watch it.
I sat down last night. I thought, I'm going to have myself a nice big plate of DVR. I sat down with my wife. We had some beautiful steaks. There's some beautiful salad, and I said, here we go. It's a double play. It Suits right into Under the Dome. I make my own TV schedule.
Oh, man.
Suits was awesome. I should have switched up the order, though, because Under the Dome, not so much. Not so much. And at one point last night, my wife, God bless her, sliced the hell out of her finger. Like, you know, on Saturday Night Live when Dan Aykroyd was being Julia Child, he says, oh, I've sliced the dickens out of my finger.
How did she do it?
She was she had a very sharp knife, and she was cutting some lettuce for salad, slicing up some salad, and she just cut right through her finger, and she said, oh, my God, and I turned around, and I mean, it was like projectile blood.
Sprang.
Now, there's good parts and bad parts, and I don't mind telling you about my life, foibles and all. Normally, at the sign of blood, I am not the best person to be around.
Do you get a little queasy, Don?
A little bit, and this was major blood coming out of my wife's finger. So but for whatever reason, I held it together, and she said, right now, go get me the Neosporin or whatever it is that we need, and get the bandages. And she told me, she said, they're right outside this drawer in the bathroom. Go get them. And rather than trip over my big clawed feet, I put one foot right in front of the other, and I walked right to the spot. And sitting there in our foyer of our house was our dog, Oscar, who understands that something is amiss, okay? Because mommy's cut the bejesus out of her finger, and there's blood going all over the place. And she's like trying to put it under water. She's like, it won't stop bleeding. And I know that I'm hyperventilating a little bit. He knows something's going on. And as it turns out, he stands his ground. I mean, Oscar is a 70-pound muscular bulldog.
Yeah.
And he stands his ground. And he was directly in my way of getting to the room that had the Neosporin and the Band-Aids. And I find myself, I am such an animal lover, dude. And I love Oscar so much. I have loved all my dogs, but I truly do love Oscar. But I resort to the most basic dick human behavior when I get uptight. Because Jenna told me afterwards, she said, I want to tell you something. First, I want to say I was very proud with how you responded. That normally, and I'm taking this like as a super compliment, right? She says, normally, you know, you get a little wobbly in the knees and you're not really a big help. You were a huge help. Everything you did, you got the bandages, you took care of me. It was great. She said, but why did you yell at Oscar? I said, he wouldn't get out of the way. I wanted to walk into the other room. He wouldn't get out of the way. And at one point, I leaned down him and I yelled, stupid animal, move.
Okay.
And I said it over
See,
and
that's
over.
My wife.
I said it over and over again. I kept saying, stupid animal, I'm a human. I have something I have to do. You must move. You can't comprehend this. Oh, stupid animal. And she said, you must have called him a stupid animal like 10 times. I said, he wouldn't move. He wouldn't move. But then I realized, you know, so I had to go over and go, you know, hey, Daddy's sorry that I called you a stupid animal. Because I know he's just very, he can tell what's going on. Like, he's very intuitive. That's the word I'm looking for.
So did you just freeze when you saw him in your path? You didn't hurdle him?
Well, yeah. As I tried to jump over him, he jumped up a little bit on his hind legs like, are we playing a game? Is something going on here?
Did you hit the deck?
No, I didn't. I didn't hit the deck. But I was just standing there screaming at him. And what a jerk move for me. I'm an animal lover. I love my dog. But I was just screaming at him, stupid animal. Mm. And then I realized that's really pretty much my go-to. That I've done that with all of my dogs. At some point, when they misbehave, that is my guttural instinct. That's how I got to respond. Because you're a stupid animal. That's not nice. That's never going to get me a spot on dog TV.
Verbally abusive.
On DirecTV. Well, I made it up to him. I apologized to him. And then I gave him all kinds of like bonalicious treats.
Well, Don, I never yell at my
all
dogs.
The wiener dog treats that he likes.
I don't ever yell at my dogs.
I know you
ever.
Don't. I know. And you don't burn cigarettes in your girlfriend's forehead.
Nope.
And you don't smoke weed all the time. And
nope.
You drive the speed limit.
yeah.
So listen, tell me about this channel now.
It's terrible.
The dog TV channel that your girlfriend bought. And it's $5 a month on DirecTV,
$5.99 a month, channel 354. We're watching I Escaped Jaws last night on Shark Week. And this is it was a cool show because they're actually showing the wounds of people getting eaten by great white sharks. So I was into it.
Oh, hold on. Sidebar.
Yeah.
Are you like, I was finally getting hip to the fact yesterday about why so many people were pissed. Did they put a fake shark show on that first night of Shark Week?
The Megalodon was exactly like that mermaid show. It was the what would happen if we actually found a megalodon. So they had these people in a cage, and they made this giant chum circle that was 5 miles wide.
Was it as fakey as your mermaid show?
No, the mermaid show was way more fakey. There wasn't clips like they had in the mermaid show. It was just people actually out on a boat. Little sharks were around, but they had this. They never showed the shark, but it was rattling the giant vessel they were on.
Now, was
but
it a real shark, or was it like the shark Fonzie, or the shark that Batman had when Batman was hanging on to onto the helicopter in the old Batman movie, the TV Batman, the fake shark?
It was all fake. It was all fake. But it was just a story of what would happen if we actually came across one of those. So I'm watching Shark Week, and then she flips over, and then I guess it's the free trial for Dog TV. Well, Don, I'm sitting there.
Yeah.
My girlfriend's punching up the DirecTV account on her phone. I said, what are you doing?
What are the shows like?
This is what it is.
On Dog TV.
A dumb scientist comes out and tells us that our dogs are going to be calmer. They're going to be more active because they've done research on what's going on this TV. Then a dog whisperer will come on and say, yes. Then they show a shot of people walking across the street.
Well, now, this part seems to be focused on humans, not on dogs. Is there a part every hour where they say this is for the humans and now this is for the dogs?
Yes. And it was good. Now, here's the dog part. Some a-hole filling up a pitcher of water with lights in the background, a dog rolling around, three dogs playing in the mud. And it's just 15-second clips.
These are some of their great shows. Can you imagine the pitch meeting at this network? Okay, now listen, I got it.
Yeah.
It's called Man Pours Water.
Yes, dude. It's ridiculous.
And for dog attention span, 15 seconds is like a mini series. 15 seconds is like Roots.
They had 10 seconds of three fire hydrants, one after another, in a field of daisies. And I looked at Beck. I said, we're paying $5.99 for this?
It's part of our urination program.
Why don't they show a clip?
It makes the dogs think about urinating.
Why don't they show a clip of a dog getting scolded for peeing on the carpet or crapping in the house so then my dogs know not to do that, because that's what's going to happen to you.
I'm telling you, that's where you're going to find your next bunch of programming, of niche programming. You're going to have the meeting at Dog TV, where it's going to be, okay, let me see the guy who's got the fire plugs.
Yes.
Okay, listen, I think you've tapped that out. I need more from these fire plugs. I need a hidden camera fire plug show.
Right, and every once in a while there's a splice of dog porn.
Right. Well, now hold on a second. Yes, and why wouldn't you? Why couldn't you be like Cinemax?
Of course.
Why couldn't you have your doggy porn that would only run on Friday or Saturday nights, like after 11 o'clock?
Busty cops is a bunch of collies running around. It's I can see it happening.
Soft core doggy porn. Soft core, man. No penetration.
But you know what? My stand...
That's always my rule. That's how I judge kids. Is there penetration?
Listen,
well, then it's family fun.
I was defeated last night because my plea to not order the channel...
Your plea?
Yes, please don't order the channel. Yeah. I'm not paying $6 for
this
crap.
That's your problem right there. Your plea.
Dude. So
listen, why are you even negotiating that?
Besides the
big
show,
big talker back here.
Besides,
I don't have the channel.
Besides the show with the dog, now is it a dog watching the water being poured, or is it just a bowl and water being poured
after
into a bowl?
Well, after you get through the brilliance of the scientists telling you how they came up with all the images they're going to put on Dog TV, yes, you get to the actual dog watching experience, and it's a bucket and water being poured into the bucket.
So you're telling me there's no production value? There's no backstory on my characters. See, if I'm in that, I have to say, if I'm the bucket, what's my motivation?
Right. So, you know, I could film anything around my house
if
that
I was
I'm doing.
The bucket.
Right.
If I was the bucket.
It's poorly done, and it's going to cost me $6 a month.
Are there sitcoms? Are there talk
no,
shows?
No, dude. I'm telling you,
are there doggy sports?
It's 15 to 20 second images of three dogs running around in the mud. Fire hydrants, lights and bells going off at some point, and they tell you that this is going to calm your dog down. Your dog gets very stressed when you leave the house. They're not going to chew anything up.
God,
they're just going to relax.
In other words, it sounds like if someone had a closed circuit camera on Carmichael Dave's brain, as Dave's brain was operating through the day.
Here's the best part. The scientist comes on and he goes, even if your dog doesn't watch TV, he's watching TV. He's going to watch the channel. Even if your dog doesn't watch the channel directly, why don't you sit down with him and pet him and make sure that it's all right that he can watch TV?
So are you supposed to watch this with your dogs? I thought it was like a babysitter thing. So when you left the house, your dog would have something to watch.
They say if your dog's not immediately responding to whatever image is on the TV, that you're supposed to sit down and pet them, and it's comfortable.
I won't watch the crappy shows my kids want to watch with them, let alone watch Dog Channel with my dumb dogs.
Dude, it's horrific, and it's going to cost me $6 a month.
Way to put your foot down.
Do they have like shows about worms, like about dogs with worms, or how about, wouldn't it be great if they had like PSA shows? It's like, hi, welcome to Dog to Dog. I'm glad we could get together for this talk. Listen, here's something that we do socially that it's not redeeming. Do not eat another dog's poop. I know it seems like something you want to do, but trust me, you don't know what people are thinking about you while you're doing that. Mm-hmm. And P.S., have you ever smelled your breath afterwards? It's awful.
Yes.
For Dog to Dog, this is what I don't even know who.
You have the dog Letterman on?
Yeah, I don't even know who it would be at this point. I mean, like in the movie Spaceballs with John Candy.
Right.
John Candy played a big live dog, and that's what I'm thinking about. A guy in a big dog suit would be there telling dogs, like, hey, listen, dogs, it's the late John Candy wearing my suit from Spaceballs.
Well, you know what I'm going to do when I get home is I'm going to...
Beat your girl?
Yes.
You know the best thing about... Hi, it's John Candy. Dogs, listen to me now. You know the best thing we have going for us is that we can lick our nads. But it should only be done behind closed doors. The more you know.
I mean,
after school special.
I'm gonna record some of the images that they put up on Dog TV.
Would you please?
I'm gonna throw up on Twitter so you can see how ridiculous it actually is. It's just a waste of money.
I just want to point out this is the beginning, Drew. You bought a house with her.
No, dude. The beginning was buying the house with her.
Well, no, that's what I'm saying.
This is nothing compared to buying.
Here's
the house.
Here's an image.
He bought a house?
That's what they show. See the fire hydrants in the daisy field?
It looks like a Super Mario Brothers game. The fire hydrants, they look almost cartoonish.
Right.
You bought the house, and now she's slowly starting to take over, dude.
Listen, dude, as long as I have my room, and you boys know what I mean
by my room. It's your house.
His dungeon. He's like, you might as well be married, dude. As long as I have the one room, as long as I have the 8x6 cell that I can get into. And nobody bothers me.
You boys warned me, and I didn't listen.
You know what? I would be curious to know, like today when you left for work, did you leave the TV on for your little doggy?
Of course I did. If I'm going to pay for it, I'm paying for it, you eat it.
Yeah, you're going to pay a lot more, too, with the electric. God damn, you're leaving
Nothing. That's nothing. The electricity for that is nothing.
No, it's only 4 hours.
You know the money you waste? Somebody told me, now, which is it? You should not unplug your appliances, because if you leave stuff plugged in, it runs juice all the time. Like if you leave your TV on, or if you have like a food processor, that if you're not using it, you should unplug it. And
I have no clue on that.
I it's one or the other, and it's some way that we're all terribly wasting energy all the time. Mm-hmm. I guess maybe you're supposed to unplug stuff. I don't know. That's why I'm a bad consumer.
What is it? You're not supposed to use appliances after or before 7?
what a load that is. You ever been on a 100-degree day? I've been like in our laundry room going, damn, it's hot in here. And I go, I turn on the TV and they say, hey, remember, don't do laundry today between 3 and 7. I'm like, hey, listen, my dirty underpants will not wait for a 100.
Cannot wait.
They can't wait for a 100-degree day.
Oh, yeah, I flipped the AC on immediately.
I got it. And listen, texters, you're not right. Leaving your TV on all day when you're at work is going to ruin your TV.
No.
It will not. The modern TVs are made to be on forever and ever.
Yeah. Stupid.
It is stupid, man. It's a waste of money. There's so many other things I could waste money on.
Dear Drew, if your dog doesn't pay attention to Dog TV, he's probably a smart dog. And is your girlfriend paying the $5.99 a month, or are you paying the $5.99 a month?
Boys.
Yeah?
We split the bills. Right down the middle.
So you pay $2 and, whatever.
$3.
You pay
$6.
You pay the $6 a month.
Yeah.
Half the $6.
Yeah.
Okay. Hello, Walter. How are you, Walt?
I know, Joe.
Hi, Walt.
Hi. My name's Walt. I listen to the Don Geronimo show, and I'm white.
Thanks, Walt.
Stay on hold for that.
Here is Aaron. Is this Medium Energy Black?
Hey, it's the most hated man in radio, Medium Energy Black guy.
Hi there, MEB. How are you, sir?
Well, great, man. Hey, look, the Don Geronimo show is like Sally Field when she won the Academy Award. We like you, Don.
Yeah, thank you.
We really like you.
Thank you. Thank you, Medium Energy
Black. Now, it seems that high energy Aaron has a little problem with me and wants to box me or something like that.
Yes, high energy Aaron, high energy Black would like to box you, Medium Energy Black.
Hey, I'm a busy man, Don. Maybe I'll let Sean Connery fight him. I hear he likes to slap women, but only when they take it too far.
Hey, what do you do? Like, what do you do with your day?
Well, you know,
right, miserable jokes.
You know, I am retired military corporal. Aaron, medium energy, black. I'm a former military. I served in combat in Iraq back in 2003 when we pulled Saddam.
Have you not remembered this before? This is the card this guy always pulls out. That he's a vet. That he was in there against Saddam.
Well, you know what? I'm going to send little Joe the email, and it'll explain everything. You know. Oh, by the way, I wanted to hit Aaron with a little Goodfellas reference.
Yes.
Hey, Aaron, go get your shine box. Okay, let's move on.
Bye-bye.
Okay, hey, anyway, Don.
Anyway, I'm very fond of him, of medium energy black. Hello, JR, or Junior, is it? Hello, Junior, JR.
So, Drew, you'll pay $5 billion for weed, but you won't pay $6 a month?
Yes! That's what I've been saying the whole time.
Thank you for absolutely crystallizing it.
That the whole time.
Because he thought that Robin Thicke paid $5 million a year.
Dude, I don't know.
For weed.
It was a trick question.
Hello, Joey.
Yo. My parents bought the channel this weekend. They went out of town and asked me to watch the dog.
Yeah.
They bought the channel specifically for him to watch while I wasn't there checking up on him. Anyway, my parents used to yell at me for leaving my TV on, but they thought it was cool to have let the dog watch TV all weekend long. I thought that was pretty screwed up.
Of course.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Hey, oh, listen, no one cares. Thank you for the call. Bye-bye. I appreciate it very much. Everyone's got those stories. My dad was a big one. My dad was such a cheap bastard with the TV. My dad was really the type of guy, if we wanted to watch shows, my dad would say, we are going to limit our energy consumption tonight. We will only watch TV for 60 minutes. And he was serious. Like it made a hill of beans that I wanted to watch the monkeys, and my dad wouldn't let me because we were in an energy crisis.
Right.
Screw that old
guy. Of course.
Screw him. Hey, we got a break. Be right back, everybody. Sweetest gig in the world. I'm doing a radio show today that's an hour and 47 minutes long. We'll be right back on KHDK.
It's a kapuya, kapuya.
What?
Rats on my restroom, and then I call my mama.
That makes much more sense.
Keep on swinging.
This is the Don Geronimo Show.
Man, them jokers were big, doggone.
CBS
Radio Broadcast presents.
I think I ate the bones.
This is the Don Geronimo Show.
I've already seen 4 3-way kisses.
I ate the bones.
And 6 tattoos with misspelling.
I ate the bones.
Settle down.
California.
He's all about the mud pies. Don Geronimo. You can call the Don Geronimo Show anytime. 1-800-920-1140.
339-1140.
He's ready.
I'm ready to believe,
you.
Listen, we're going to have Louis Black on. Something's gone askew, so we're going to reschedule the great Louis Black to be on the show, everybody. I'm looking at our tax line here at 441140. A lot of people are writing about that the cost of power is more expensive between 4 and 7. You're supposed to unplug electronics because the electricity will leak. The electricity will leak ghost energy that you have to pay for when the device isn't being used. That's kind of like what I had heard. And hold on, where's the one I was just looking for? The one that someone writes, Dear Don, are you going to see the movie We Are the Millers? Hilarious. And Aniston's stripping. Listen, I love Aniston. But here's where I am at with Jennifer Aniston. Honey, I always sound like Elvis there. Honey, it's enough with the CT. You either just got to take your top off or stop making movies. Because the premise of this movie is, when you get past the part that, you know, okay, she's a stripper and she's going to have to pretend she's a mom so they can bring 100 pounds of weed from Mexico into the United States. Once you get past that, the whole reason to watch the movie is because she's going to be doing a pole dance in her underpants, Jennifer Aniston.
Of course.
And listen, nothing wrong with that. I've loved Jennifer Aniston longer than most of my listeners have been alive. I'm just saying, this is the only thing she's got left to do. Because this movie, to me, We Are the Millers, it doesn't look funny. And I blame part of the problem on this, I blame on the trailer industry, the movie trailers. They put too much stuff out there. You already know how the movie's going to end. You already know that he's going to make this drug deal that he doesn't know. The guy from SNL. What's his name?
Jason Sudeikis.
Right. Yeah. He's going to make a drug deal. And then she's a hooker. She's an exotic dancer. Yeah. They're going to drive down. They're going to get the pot. Then they're going to say, "Wait a minute, you're not pot dealers, and you're a real family." And they're going to say, "No, we're not a real family." And they're going to say, "She's a stripper." And then they say, "Okay, prove to us that she's a stripper."
And then there's the sexy strip scene where she gets down to her underwear.
Yeah, excuse me. And then you get the obligatory scene where you get the heartfelt music, and everything works out, and it's a comedy with a heart. And here's my point. I'm not going to go see that movie because I've seen too much in the trailer. Let me give you another, maybe a better example. Is the movie called Two Guns?
Denzel
and Marky Mark. Okay. Now, these are two great stars. And here's the premise of the movie, that each of them is an undercover cop. They do not know that the other one is an undercover cop. They're pretending to be drug dealers. Why would you make this the number one item in the trailer?
So,
unless they just blow that in the first 5 minutes of the movie, and I don't know because I haven't seen it, it seems stupid. Why wouldn't you hold that part of the movie till the very end so that they don't know that one guy's for the FBI and one guy's for the CIA?
Well, it's what you just explained to me. It sounds a dumbed down version of The Departed, where one doesn't know who the other one is.
Oh, no, yeah, this is...
No, I mean, it's not even, to call it The Departed, it's not even like that.
No.
It's a buddy movie. If anything, it's a takeoff on Eddie Murphy and Nick Nolte, which
that's
is what
more,
all of these
that's
movies
That's what
are.
It's more, because I haven't seen the trailer for it.
The white guy with a black guy, you know, can the mixed races get along together in this crazy world, okay, in this aggressive world?
I think that's a good call, because when I saw it, I was thinking 48 Hours as well.
I thought
it was more serious.
I don't know why you would put out a movie. It seems to me that that's the best part of that movie. Right? And right in the first 2 seconds of the trailer, they go, "Marky Mark, not really a drug dealer. Denzel, not really a drug dealer." And then they show the point where they go, "What? You're an agent?
What?
I am too. Get out of here."
Nice job.
Listen, here's a story that I wanted to get to on today's show. I don't know. I've been talking recently because there are all kinds of stories in the news about traffic stops. And have you ever wanted to do this with a cop? When you get pulled over for speeding and he says, "Why are you going so fast?" Haven't you always wanted to throw back? "Because my mom or dad is in the hospital."
No, because they'll make you prove it.
Well, see, here's the thing, Drew. Now, I've never had the balls to do that myself, but I've always thought when I talk to people about like the cops and whatever happens, and people just talking about getting pulled over, that would be a good one. I don't think that, see, it wouldn't enter into my thought process that the cop would want to call you on it. Because it's such an obvious lie that you're throwing out there. "Hey, my dad's in the hospital. That's why I'm driving so fast."
Yeah.
Well, here's a story, and it's just as you said. The woman says, "My dad's dying in the hospital," and the cop says, "Okay." Then the cop does some checking. Excuses, oh, here it is. Hold on. Excuses.
Hold on.
Where's the audio?
It's in some seriously hot water.
There
police
it is.
Are the driver. Was flying down this street, going at least 80 miles an hour, but the real drama started when Carly Williams, the driver, got pulled over and broke out her sob story, telling the trooper her father was dying. Her sobs so convincing that he let her go, only to find out a few days later he'd been duped. Her father died years earlier. And upon her arrest for driving with suspended plates, the same trooper presented her with her father's obituary from 2008.
Now, that's a cop doing some real police work,
right,
to go and find that. See, because I would think that most people, like I said, a lie like that is a lie that if you're going to get busted on, I mean, you're the worst person in the world to pull that out on a cop. And I think most cops even would think, you're not going to pull that card unless you're absolutely playing that card.
Well, it's like pregnant women speeding. They say they're in labor and they have to go to the hospital right now to get out of a ticket. But I've heard stories of the cop actually following or escorting the woman to the hospital just in case. She's telling a lie.
I've heard women before say that it's saying to a cop, "I'm just getting my thank God," has gotten them out of tickets. Because what cop is going to ask you really to get out of the car, you know, and let's see what's going on
right
there.
Right.
When Frida's water broke with Bart, and Bart was a premature baby, so he was about 6 weeks early, we were totally caught off guard. We had to drive from one side of D.C. to the other side. We had to drive from Virginia all the way to Maryland. So it was about a 45-minute drive. And it was a Sunday morning. And I was on the Beltway, literally going 95 miles an hour. And I was loving the fact, because it's the one time. It's like this stupid lady that said that her dad was dying. You know, I was driving 95 going, for the one time in my life, Okay, let a cop pull me over. Look, there's a woman.
Because you have the proof.
She's squeezing out a baby right here. And of course, nobody stops me. The whole way there, I went 95 the whole way. Nobody stopped me once.
The one time.
The one time.
The one time you're looking for.
The one time, dude. Dear Don, you're right. I finally saw Ted when it came on cable, and I realized I saw everything already in the trailers. Well, listen, now you know I'm in the bag for Ted. It's one of my favorite movies of all time. Here's the thing, though. If you're talking about by the time the movie gets to cable, you're talking about sometimes a year and a half or 2 years later. With this stupid movie, this Two Guns, this movie's not even opened yet, right? Or did it open last weekend?
I don't know.
Someone just wrote in, Dear Don, RE Two Guns. The trailer is cut deceptive, and it's out of order. Very funny, very good. Someone else writes, it's different than that. It's good and it has a twist.
It's out right now.
Dear Don, I hear you, but this movie actually surprised me. It's a good movie.
Yeah, it actually won the box office this last week.
Well, I mean, would you go see it? Because I'm a big Denzel guy.
No, you know, see, the thing is, I like both those guys, dude.
Yeah.
But I feel like the double switch has already been made. And maybe I'm wrong about that. Shame on me, then, for not understanding the fabulous marketing that goes behind these movies. You know, it's much like... especially reality TV. Now, I hate it when they run a trailer. My wife and I, if we're watching a scripted show like, for instance, Under the Dome, when it gets to the part of next week on Under the Dome, I always say, I want to leave the room. I don't want to know what's coming up next. I like being surprised. I hate it on a reality show, like on Hell's Kitchen. This is how they screw you on all these reality shows. In the segment going to break, they say, coming up, Gordon Ramsay's going to yell at Drew because that chicken was raw. So now you go to break. You come back from the commercial. They go, previously on Hell's Kitchen. So you get a recap of everything that happened in the segment that you just saw. Mm-hmm. Then you get another tease where it says, and coming up, Gordon Ramsay will yell at Drew for having chicken that's raw. And then finally, after start, stop, you finally see what you wanted to see. But it's no good.
Doesn't pay off.
No. And you know why? Because you've already been given a taste. You already know what it is.
Just
a
taste.
I understand what that is. I understand about teasing the audience and making them hang on for more. But this is a practice now. This is being used too much. It's ruining entertainment for me. Thank you. Hello. KHDK.
Hello.
Hi there.
Don, I've seen an interview on YouTube that you did with Stone Cold. I think you were on Good Day Sacramento.
I don't even remember, sir, but go ahead, please.
Okay, well, he's my favorite wrestler of all time, so...
Mine, too!
Lying.
What?
Oh, God.
Austin 316 says, I just whooped your ass.
That's right.
Is this guy doing a bit, or is he talking really about when he was on the show?
Should do a bit where he swallows a shotgun.
I don't know. Dear Don, I am a defense attorney here in town. I always like getting these texts from lawyers. California law, if you lie to a police officer, you can be charged with a misdemeanor. Nothing's going to happen if you tell them you weren't speaking, but I've handled a case where a client lied about a parent in the hospital.
Okay.
Dear Don, why don't you tell the cop you accidentally crapped yourself and trying to get home? That worked for me and my body. Buddy, I got the idea from, and then it doesn't say who he got the idea from. My worry there would be that a cop would call a guy on it, whereas he wouldn't call a woman. Like if a woman says, officer, I've just got my thank God, you know, he might go, okay, you know, just drive slower. Now, if a man says, I just took a load in my pants, the cop might say, okay, get out of the car.
Yeah, we're going to have a chat.
Let's find out. And that's an ugly job. Who wants that
Cabby
job?
Search. Hmm?
Hello, Zane. How are you, Zane?
Hey, Don. Long-time listener.
Hi, buddy.
First-time caller.
Hi, buddy.
Hey, buddy. No, second-time caller. Actually, I want to talk about Two Guns for a second because I saw it.
Yeah.
I know you love to rate movies without watching them, and I specialize in that, too.
Yeah.
But you do owe me a case of Diet Coke and something else because, like, 20 years ago in Bethesda, I did one of your run to the payphone things on Arlington Road at Track Auto. And I never drove all the way down.
Wait there, dude.
I need to go.
Hold on. What are you doing over there, Joe?
I'm not doing anything.
First off, sir, are you calling to talk about movies, or are you calling to talk about a prize that you won 20 years ago?
Well, the joke was the prize. I guess it wasn't funny, so I'll just talk about it.
And a grand joke. Okay, so anyway.
But he did mention Arlington Road, which is a very good movie. Have you seen that? Remember that one with Jeff Bridges?
I think he was actually talking about a road in Virginia that's actually called Arlington Road.
I know.
No, Arlington Road in Bethesda, where the Truck Auto was. Yeah, but whatever. Crossing
right. Yes. Whatever.
Yes, whatever.
I know, I'm stupid. But Two Guns, it's good.
He's a mind reader. How did he know I was thinking that? I was just thinking this guy's stupid, and he said it.
I'm extremely stupid. I'm actually...
Hey, I was just thinking that this guy's extremely stupid.
I'm dumb. I went to two.
Oh, this is. I was just thinking this guy's so dumb.
Oh God, you're killing me.
Just thinking about killing this guy.
Kill me, please. Out of my misery. I'm married to an African American woman.
Yes, I was thinking about killing him in front of his black wife.
You should stick Craig on her. And then it could be all over because we got in a fight today and she's gone. So I'm in the house by myself in my underwear sweating. I just had
no, hold on. I am getting so much information here. You are married to an African American woman.
I am. And I don't deserve her, but she drives me nuts.
Did she leave you today? Are you honestly sitting there in your underpants?
Yeah, I am sitting here in my underpants. She didn't leave me, but she got pissed out because I pack up orders. I sell crap on the internet. And when I came home from Starbucks, I thought she wasn't going to be here because I just really need to have the area to myself.
Yeah.
So I acted like a passive-aggressive douche. And she left the house and stormed out. And she's a woman, so I can't win. And she's black, so I can't win. And now she's off and about, and I'm here.
She's getting dug out at a Motel 6 now, bud.
What would a fine, upstanding African-American woman be doing with a white loser like you?
I don't know. Totally. I'm fat. I'm Jewish. I'm not too intelligent. You know,
I knew it. I was just thinking, this guy's a Jew, and he's probably not very intelligent.
No, I'm not. You know, I like winging things. So what she's doing with me, I don't know. I try to take care of her financially. You know, and, you know, she's too good for me, but she just drives me nuts.
No, are you married to this woman, or is this just your girlfriend?
No, yeah, I'm married over 10 years.
Married.
And like I said, I don't deserve her. The things that put her through in the past.
You sure don't? So you don't even have a job? What do you do? You, like, run an eBay business?
No, I do have a job. It's, you know, actually, I thought about calling in and asking Joe if you want a weekly segment of me calling in, anonymous, but I guess...
No, thanks.
Pointless now. No, I'm an extra. I'm background, so I do a lot of work in the industry. So I could tell you lots of stories.
What? Hold on. Are you working in the entertainment industry?
I do. I'm in the entertainment industry.
What was the last movie you were an extra in?
Well, I'll tell you. I've been working on, I can say the title because the title's out, and I can give you some stories. I just finished work on Inherent Vice. That's a big Paul Thomas Anderson film. He did Boogie Nights. He did No Country for Old Men. Phoenix.
So how much you get paid a day for being an extra?
Well, I'm union, so it's like it depends on the contract, but this was like around $148 for up to 8 hours. So if you work 8 hours, you get the $148, but if you just work 20 minutes, you get the $148.
So your wife is really in this relationship. Your wife is the man. Your wife is the number one. Is she the big money earner?
No, because I have a business on my side. I do the internet stuff, but I used to have a store for over 9 years, and I closed it because I went insane, and I decided to downsize and sell my goods on the internet. So I parlay the internet business and...
This is why people scare me. I'm just listening to this guy talk. I'm just saying, I'm saying you're a trusted, loyal listener, and thank you for your patronage.
Well, he's talking about a movie that's legit, Inherent Vice. It's got Joaquin Phoenix, Josh Brolin.
I saw Joaquin Phoenix. I saw Josh Brolin. Sometimes I come up to people and talk to them, and I get a good amount of work.
But they hate
you know, I know.
Now, where are you from, dude? Because you mentioned winning a prize on my show 20 years ago in D.C.
Yeah, I'm originally from Bethesda, Chevy Chase. You know,
so are you in Northern California now?
No, he's in L.A.
Burbank. Oh, he's in L.A.
Pasadena, Don.
Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, of course, because he's in the movie industry. Of course.
Burbank. Yeah, well, for 10, you know, I'm an
right.
extra.
He's a hot, happening movie star. He's got a black wife, and he's got all the trappings that come with.
Hot, happening. Right. He said he was a fat Jew.
Well, you know, I'm paraphrasing here. Are you really wearing your underwear?
I'm in my XXX boxes right now that when they're in the dryer, they shrink.
Who is the celebrity that your wife most resembles, and who is the celebrity that you think you most resemble?
All right, people say Macy Gray for my wife.
Okay, yuck. Okay. And how about for you?
Thank you. For me, it's weird. People say... more than enough that I look like Bob Hoskins, but...
from Roger Rabbit?
from Roger Rabbit?
I don't know.
Handsome.
When I was thinner, I was called Carson Daly, but I swear... that
no, you weren't.
Me. Right. I was, you know?
Dude, why did you call?
I called to talk about Two Guns, but then I got sidetracked because I'm all tangent-y. Do you want to hear my 10-second review of Two Guns, and I'll leave you alone and
yes.
let you marinate in this
go.
Crap that I've been
go.
Doing?
Go! 10. All right. 9.
Tell me that off. Okay,
7.
Bye.
6. Okay, 5.
Okay, Two Guns.
4.
They're not cops.
2,
lots of twists and turns.
1. Bye.
That was entertaining.
That was Zane. Whose wife?
How's it going?
His wife has just got to be out right now.
She's getting crushed.
The entire Los Angeles Lakers team.
She's getting crushed. Are you kidding me?
Hello, Joe. How are you, Joe?
Hey, Don, I just want to let you know I saw Will the Millers last night.
Yeah.
That is effing funny. And
no, it's not. You know what that is, dude? That's Horrible Bosses with just a different rapper on it.
Yeah.
No, no. And Jennifer Aniston looks harder than hell in it.
You listen, I have loved Aniston longer than you have probably been alive, but I'm tired of being teased by her.
No, she shows, you know.
She doesn't show anything. She doesn't show anything.
She's it's very funny. I guarantee it. You'll laugh out loud.
Oh, I guarantee it. LOL. Will I LOL? Thank you, my friend.
It'll drop her down a notch if she gets naked. You know that, Don.
She's going to have to do it eventually. I hope she doesn't have to do it like old Julie Andrews did. Now, that was a drag. And a lot of people wanted to go see that movie where Mary Poppins would show her boobs. A lot of people were very disappointed.
What's the name of that movie?
And it might be Victor Victoria. That might be the movie, because it was a whole big deal, that Mary Poppins. It was like Victor Victoria was a play about a guy that was transgender, a man and a woman, and there you just found it. Yeah. There's the picture. There is Mary Poppins.
Not impressive.
And you know, also, I remember when that picture came out, the still from that movie, of her topless. Her hair was like red in that movie. And, you know, to make the fantasy come true, she's got to have the Mary Poppins hair. I mean, if you're going to have a naked Mary Poppins,
I hear you.
Go with it, honey. Just go
doing
with it.
Things with that umbrella, squat
just,
thrusts.
Just go with it. Well, I got a break. When we come back, I can't believe I'm doing the show it's actually only been a 1 hour and 43 minute show today, but I can't believe I've been on the air for at least an hour and I've not played you that Manning Brothers thing. The best ad ever for DirecTV.
I haven't seen it.
Okay,
no spoiler. Don't go look at it.
All right, Drew.
Don't go.
Good.
Let me just say, if you loved D in a Box on Saturday Night Live with my boy Justin Timberlake, you're going to love this. And very surprisingly, you know who the star of it is? Stupid Eli Manning.
Yes.
Really?
All
right. Eli Manning. Let's check it out.
We'll come right back. And don't you have a Bible study quiz for us, little Joe?
Oh, my Lord, do I ever, Don. I don't know if you can see all that.
Look at all that.
There you go.
That's right. There you go. I've just teased the next segment. I'm not like Hell's Kitchen. I'm telling you exactly what's coming up. Bible quiz. And Eli Manning, right here on your home of the Kings. KHDK. I'll be right
there, dude.
I need to go to the party.
It's time to unload.
There's that smell again.
This is the Don Geronimo Show.
It's like communicating telepathetically.
CBS
Radio. Show me one person who does not shave the bottom of their foot.
Don Geronimo.
Hell yeah!
Hold on, I just creep myself out.
This is the Don Geronimo Show.
Just hit G8.
Bargle, bargle.
Get that man a McFlurry. The Don Geronimo Show. You can call the Don Geronimo Show anytime. 1-800-920-1140. 339-1140. He's ready to believe you.
Now, tomorrow, I believe CBS is being very generous, and I have a three-hour show tomorrow.
What?
Noon till 3 tomorrow.
Wow.
Phenomenal.
Is it Bill Engvall tomorrow, or are we just...
Hoping... We were trying to lock him down. They wanted to see if you could pre-record, and I said no. So.
With Bill Engvall?
Oh.
If I don't pre-record for Bill Cosby, I'm sure not a pre-recording for Bill Engvall.
Oh, it's not as fun.
Yes. Let me ask you a question here, guys, before I get to this Manning thing.
Sure.
If medical advances let you live until you were 120, would you want to? According to a new survey, everybody says no. Now, I know this is not a popular position to take, but I'm going to take it. I think I'll probably be ready to check out 80s. That's what I think. That's a nice time to check out.
That's a real nice time, and we had mentioned this before.
That's like, what I think.
You have to think about your body at 120 years old.
Probably
in
my
your
luck.
Mind.
I will probably live to 100, though. I will probably live to 100. I will be a miserable bastard.
If you keep on
life.
The diet you are now, yes. See, I'm lucky if I get to 60. That's pushing it for me with as much as I pollute my body.
Only 10% of people say that they want to live to 78. Only 10%.
Wow.
25% of people believe that we will have treatments that will let us live until we are 120 by the year 2050. Joe, would you want to live 120 years?
Yes, because I have a lot of making up to do. And I think that if I have the extra years to do so, just in case there is that afterlife thing, that I have the chance.
Up, you'd still be screwing around with people.
I don't know, and I'm torn on this, because life is God's greatest gift.
Yes.
And I never want to think that I'm going to take a leak on God's greatest gift.
Yeah.
But I got to tell you something. I was watching this thing on George Harrison, this three-hour special on his life that was on HBO recently. And to hit the great late George Harrison, and he was before he died, he said, "You know what? I'm ready to go. I've done everything that I could possibly want to do. I've had a very good life.
That's fulfilling, man.
Except for watching my kid grow up. I don't care if I die tomorrow. Now, I'm not quite there. I want to live. You get me what I'm saying? I guess what I don't want to do is I never want to be to the spot where I'm old and pooping in my pants.
That's right. When you're just dribbling and you can't complete a sentence and you don't know where your mind is going. Yes, end it for me.
Right. So I guess if I made it to 85, I'd be thrilled. But I already know how it's going to work. I'm going to be that rat bastard that lives till 99. And there are going to be so many people that are going to be dead. And you're going to say, how come all those great people are dead and Don is still alive?
We won't say that.
Yes, you will. No, oh, yes. Well, no, you'll be one of the dead people.
Yes.
So, I mean, it'll be your family.
So it won't be me.
That will be saying that. Not you specifically. If you could pick an age, though. If it was me, like I said, 85, I'd say that's a nice age to check out.
85, I'm right there with you.
Little Joe.
Perfect.
You know what? I'm going to go 99.
Oh, Joe.
And you know, you would be an angry, full of piss and vinegar 99-year-old man. You would be the classic, hey, you kids.
I'd say.
Get off my yard.
I'd say 100.
Where's my cake, Bedelia?
To make it to 100, but yeah, I wouldn't. I'd die the day before my 100th
Joe,
birthday.
Joe, you drink too much alcohol.
No, I don't.
Yes, you do.
What's too much, Drew?
Exactly.
and with my luck, just when I turn 85, and I will live to be over 85, that's when they're going to announce that they're changing the NFL. I will probably live through that to see the NFL become a two-hand touch league.
Flag football.
And I'll be that old man that says, back in my day, we used to do it like this.
Watching Packer highlights.
I would be talking to all my friends, but they're all dead, except for me.
Except who would be your friends? If all your friends are dead when you're 120, who would you hang out with?
The TV. That's it. My friend is always the TV. I don't even want to think about a world where we don't have televisions. I don't even want to think about it. Because I know eventually it might be evolved enough that like there's screens that you see with your eyes. You don't even have to. I
Google
want,
Glass, Don.
Yes, I want the hard, big, gigantic TV screen.
Oh.
Thank you. I want the big, hard TV screen to always be a part of my life.
Yeah.
Always. Hello there, Johnny.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hi,
hey,
Johnny.
Jenny.
Johnny, buddy.
Hey, I just want to say thank you for that great, incredible drinking game that I came up with the other day with your total body cavity search. Last night we were calling it what's in that bug, coke, meth, or other, and it went great. There's plenty of videos on that. So,
hey, listen, Johnny, I'm telling you something. If you do a search like I did for dashboard cams, you're going to have a night full of fun with the cops checking people for contraband.
It was great. For men, women, anybody. It was great.
It's great for kids.
Thank you.
Everyone likes watching a full body cavity search on YouTube. Hello, KHDK. How are you?
Hey, Don.
Hi, buddy.
How's it going?
Hey, buddy.
It's Nate checking in.
Oh.
Hey, Nate. How are you, Nate?
Nate.
Not bad. Just wanted to thank you again for the...
Oh, my God. How many times are you going to thank him?
We did it. You're happy.
We got it.
Thank you, Nate. I'm glad you're happy. I'm glad you're married.
And did you try those cigars?
Oh, did I? They're awesome, Nate. Those are great cigars.
No, are those the ones that you're going to give to your friends?
No, those are not dog rockets, Nate. I smoke those myself. Those are beautiful cigars.
All right, I was just making sure.
You got it. Bye-bye.
Remember,
bye-bye. Bye. Drew, I am really. I'm going to jump over the console, dude.
I'm not going to say anything.
I'm not a violent man. But please, listen, make him happy, okay?
Hey, I say nothing.
Did you or did you not see me smoke those cigars?
I
ask you.
Saw you smoke those cigars,
thank
sir.
You.
By smoke, do you mean put them in a garbage can and throw a match on them?
Hey, no, I mean, stop
that.
It.
Oh, okay.
No. You're cruel. Hello, KHDK.
Donnie G.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, you know the cool thing about being 85 is that you can wear your Packers pants and your jersey every single day until you do go.
Yeah, that's true, too. You can just walk around with football pants, go to church, whatever you want to do.
No one has respect for old people, man. Nobody
cares.
Has respect for old people.
They don't care what they look like.
And I'm leading the parade on that. Really. That's why it's going to be so tough when I end up being the world's oldest man. Because I'm going to be like, okay, I'm ready to go. And God's going to go, hey, you know what? You got more time there. Enjoy your time there. If I live to 120, see, now that would be nuts. Because I know the way that I look at things, I would be thinking, I'm not even halfway done yet. I much rather at this point, I'm going to be 55 in September. I know for a lot of you that it sounds very old. I'm already to the mindset that I'm more than halfway through.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly.
With this rat race called life.
Mm-hmm. What are your feet going to look like at 120?
I am going to be pissed. I'll let you know when I go to the podiatrist. I tell you what, I'm going to be pissed if the next life is not better than this one. If whatever the next plane of reality is that I go to after I die, if it's like a backwards in time, like if I'm sent back to pilgrim time.
No TV, no electricity.
I'm going to bust out. I'm going to be someone you hear about in history books.
I really am.
Well,
yeah, what you got to do is you got to put me through the front of the line and say, send this guy to the Star Trek The Next Generation level.
Well, there's a question. Now, what time period do you want to live in?
24th century. Gene Roddenberry time. Star Trek time. The time where there is no hunger. Everybody has food. Nobody bitches about money because everybody has money. Everything we want, we get from the replicators. We're all a member of Starfleet Command. We all have the uniforms on. Like I said, you can do anything you want. You can go with a holodeck. You can have sex with celebrities because it's not real. Mm. You can have a hot fudge sundae for breakfast and it doesn't matter because you're replicating it. It's not real. There's no calories in it.
Ah, I see.
It's beautiful. That's the time I want to live
in.
Not
a bad spot.
And plus all this stuff about world peace and everything. That's also very nice. But that's the Gene Roddenberry Star Trek. That's the world, really. A very peaceful world. I was just reading a book about Gene Roddenberry over the weekend that said, on Star Trek The Next Generation, Gene Roddenberry was writing about himself that, and don't look at me like that. I know you give me the nerd look here. Wesley Crusher.
Not at all.
Wesley Crusher, shut up. Wesley Crusher would be young Gene Roddenberry. Riker would be Gene Roddenberry. Uh-huh. Shut up, Drew.
Uh-huh. I'm listening.
Riker is Gene Roddenberry when he was a younger man, and then Picard is Gene Roddenberry towards the end of his life. He was really writing the whole show about himself, about the various phases of his life.
Ah.
You see? Because he was Wesley, and he was Riker, and he was Picard.
I gotcha.
And do you know on the show, that on the show Star Trek, his wife in real life,
yes.
Gene Roddenberry's wife,
yes.
She was the voice of the computer on Star Trek.
I did not know that.
And you know how confusing it is? When she's on the show, and her role
I know how confusing it is.
Her role, shut up. Her role on the show is being Deanna Troi's mother. This is where you have to suspend disbelief with Star Trek. Because Deanna Troi's mom can be sitting in a ready room and say, computer, and the computer says, yes, what can I do for you? And it's Deanna Troi's mother's voice.
I hear you. Catching you on Pornhub in the 24th century.
What?
If she's the voice of the computer, she's catching you.
No, listen. Do you understand what I'm saying, though?
That I get what you're saying.
The actress who voiced the computer on both Star Trek and Star Trek The Next Generation, she had a role on Star Trek The Next Generation.
Yes. Yes.
She was Deanna Troi's mother.
Yes.
But she's also the voice coming out of the computer. They never addressed that.
I understand that, but I'm putting you into that time period.
This is why I can't live past 85. My brain can't handle all these facts past 85.
You're just calling everybody out in the 24th century?
Where's my Star Trek sounds? You know, I think I've got the original Star Trek sounds, all of them. Not from the Next Generation, but yeah. I think I've even got her voice in this one. Hold on a second. Star Trek com. Loading. Loading, Captain. Loading. Okay, come on. Be-doo, dude. There you go.
Deanna Troi's pretty good looking, huh?
She was. She's hit the wall now, though.
Is that an app you have?
Yes, it
is. You have a Star Trek app?
I sure do.
Oh. Kirk Enterprise. That's normal.
Wow, shut up, you too, Joe.
Captain Kirk, message from Starfleet Command, top priority.
That's right. You back off, mofos. I think I got the sound of the lady on the computer here somewhere.
Oh, I bet you do.
No, that's what I should play that whenever I come down the hallway. Here he comes now, Captain Dickhead. That's when the door opens up and closes.
This is when Spock and Kirk have to fight because
yes!
This was in Cable Guy.
Yeah, I was gonna say this is Cable Guy.
Before the ship blows up.
Come on, where's the lady with the computer voice?
Yeah. Prepare to transport.
See, you're giving it away. Now everybody knows what you do after the show.
Incoming subspace signal.
Well, that was Uhura, not the computer.
Captain. Impulse is that direction. Very weak, possibly a survivor.
Spock, it's in my pants.
Captain Kirk, message from Starfleet Command. Top priority.
Kiss me, O'Hara.
He's dead, Jim.
He's dead.
Space. The final.
Scotty!
I don't know. Fighting Slee Stacks. Have you seen more Star Trek or Seinfeld?
Probably Star Trek.
Yeah.
It's a very close one, though.
Has there been more Star Trek episodes? Very
good. Well, there's 180. I mean, if you're counting original and shut up. I'm not even counting DS9 or...
Wow.
Or Star Trek, your mom.
Or your mom.
There it is.
All right, I wanted to play this before we get out of here today. Okay. This is the new ad for DirecTV for a Sunday Ticket. Mm-hmm. And it's with the Manning boys. And who would have thought that stupid Eli steals it from Peyton? Here, I'm going to go full screen on this, Drew, so you can see this. I want you to think of the Saturday Night Live, like I said, D in a Box with the great Justin Timberlake. This is a boy band thing. Here's Peyton and Eli.
I'm not talking. I'm watching football.
Watching football?
Yeah, with DirecTV NFL Sunday Ticket Max, you can watch every game every Sunday.
And their hair is so 80s.
Like your computer, tablet, or phone.
Football? On your phone?
Football on your phone.
They swing around the barber chairs.
It's football.
It's Eli.
It's football on your phone. You can watch it in bed.
Take it with you wherever you go.
Show your friends and watch them all go home.
It's football on your phone. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
It's football on your phone. Wow.
It's football on your phone. So now's your chance
to have football on your phone and football in your pants.
Look at this guy using his phone as a phone.
Your phone ain't for calling.
Your phone's for football.
It's football.
Is that brilliant? I'm serious, dude. And really, and we all know how talented Peyton is on these stupid commercials. I'm telling you, his stupid brother Eli steals the show from him.
It's perfectly cheesy. I believe they're on Bourbon Street rolling around with the backup singers. But, I mean, yeah, if you wanted to go for that look, they nailed it. Two idiots.
It's good, dude. I think it's the best DirecTV commercial they've ever made.
Yeah.
It's football on your phone.
Let me ask you a question.
Eli.
What do you get when a football gets down with your phone?
It's football on your phone. Uh-huh.
And Eli's got a solid gold football. And he's got the bad 80s perm.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Eli is stealing it from his brother
Peyton. The new kids on the block look.
And that's what Peyton is going for. Peyton has really got the new kids look.
It's football on your phone. Uh-huh.
If you're on a date with Simone.
Football on your phone.
If you're taking out a small loan.
Football on your phone.
When you're sitting on your throne.
Football on your phone.
When you're buttering a scone.
Football on your phone. It's like I spilled milk all over your blouse by accident or on purpose.
Or on purpose.
I tell you,
like
Levi.
The milk is like football.
Levi.
Blouse.
Eli.
The phone.
It's foot.
I never would have thought that there would be a commercial with the Manning boys, and I would say that Eli was the star.
He's got too much saliva, though, slurping through that line.
By a million miles.
Dribbling idiot.
He's like Al Michaels calling a game.
Yes. Yes, Seattle Seahawks. I'm going to say it. Eli has more soul than his brother does.
That's not shocking to me.
He has more rhythm than his brother. And listen, but look at them. They look like the most rhythmless guys in the world. But I must stop it, though, and ask again.
As for caller 100?
Oh, thank you, Joe. Thank you. 339-1140-800-920-1140. Outside of guys that are in airports on Sunday, who really watches football on their phone? I mean, who's that busy? Like in the ads where they show the guy riding his bicycle down the street and he's looking at the game on his phone. Every time I see, hey, dumbass. Why don't you go home and watch it on your big, gigantic TV?
Dude.
Who chooses to watch the games on their phone? If you're not pushed into it, that's my only point.
No.
Who would sit there and go, hey, you know what? I got Dallas and Philadelphia right here on my phone.
Yeah, me. I do that stuff. I watch it on my iPad
instead,
all the time.
Instead of a TV?
Not instead. I have the TV in the living room, and I'll have one going on the side on side of me. And if I have the iPhone with the app on it, I'll watch that, too. I have three games
right,
going.
Then.
I got a two-team teaser, three-team parlay.
But don't they
There's
look
Monty flying.
Like tiny little ants on your phone, though?
No, because in that particular game, I just want the score.
I'll part of the process. Football all the time.
Do you want that?
He does, she does, our dad does.
Does your dad want it?
Is that Archie?
You see Archie with the wig?
He's in the throne.
Look at Archie.
He's like
wig.
Gold member.
Yeah, uh-huh.
Oh, dude. That's the best thing you've said today. Archie Manning looks like he's ready to start flaking off his skin and eating it.
Smoking a pancake? Pipe in a crepe?
Well, I don't have time today for Al Roker falling asleep on TV. I don't have time to get to that guy with the 300 bowling game. I'm sure you've seen that where the thing was screwed up for him. I don't have time to get to the latest proposal where the... Have you seen this? I'm sure it's fake. Where the guy asked the chick at the minor league baseball game to marry him, and then she says no.
Those are usually fake, yeah.
100% fake. Also, he didn't have time today to get what the most embarrassing car accessory is. Oh, you know what it is?
Lazy Susan.
Headlight eyelashes.
What?
I always think of one particular demographic when I think of headlight eyelashes.
Guilty?
Hello, KCK. You're the 100th caller.
Hello.
Guilty of being a loyal listener of the show. That's what I
yes,
think.
Yes,
hey,
sir.
You're the 100th caller. Hi there. What's your name?
My name's Aaron.
Hey, Aaron. Where are you from, my friend?
I'm from Roseville.
Hey, me too. You're the 100th caller. Congratulations. You got a pair of tickets to go see my man Bill Ingvall this Saturday at Thunder Valley Casino Resort. Enjoy the show Under the Stars at the brand new outdoor amphitheater. Everybody else get your tickets. Go to thundervalleyresort.com. Thank you, dude.
Thank you.
Gotta go. Thanks for listening to all 1 hour and 43 minutes of the show today. Tomorrow, they promise me a solid 3 hours from noon until 3. So we'll see you then. Thank you for listening, everybody. Grant Napier is next. Thank you, Drew Hoffer, buddy.
Thank you, Donnie.
Thank you, Littlest Joe.
Thank you, buddy.
And we'll see everybody tomorrow. As always, thank you both for listening. And, oh, yes. Hello.
Don Geronimo.
Bloody blah.
K-H-T-K.
Take a break.
No, and I poke my finger down his throat like that. He gags.
Oh, I'm allergic to shrimp, so if you want to make out later...
I'll have the shrimp.
Poke your finger down the throat, he gags.
This is the Don Geronimo Show.
You allergic to anything?
Only sleeping alone.
And then he stops.